I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, calling all cat lovers, this is the weekend for the Birmingham Feline Fanciers 2012 Cat Show. You may be wondering why anyone would want to go to a cat show, but it's really interesting and a lot of fun. You'll get a chance to see breeds of cats you may otherwise see only in pictures. There are over 40 breeds recognized by the Cat Fanciers Association, some with lots of fur like the Persians and the Maine Coon cats. Others seem to have almost no fur at all like the very unusual Rex cat. In addition to the purebred cats, a separate competition is held for household pets. That's right, ordinary cats with no fancy papers can compete in their own category. One of the things you notice at a cat show is how the owners take such good care of their animals. They groom and powder the cats to make their hair soft and fluffy, sure, but it's obvious that they really care about their animals. You can see it in the way they pet them and play with them with small cat toys. Speaking of cat toys, I almost forgot to mention the vendors. When you go to a cat show, you can find all sorts of cat-related things to buy. You'll see cat furniture, clothes for cats, toys, fancy litter boxes, special food and treats, and that's just for the cats. You can also buy cat-themed clothing, accessories, and jewelry for humans. Again this year, along with the cat show, there's a feline art show with entries judged by members of the Birmingham Feline Fanciers. After the judging, the art will be for sale, so you might find that special piece to decorate your wall. And you could even go home with a live work of art, a cat of your own, as several animal welfare organizations will have rescued cats available for adoption. The cat show is open from 10 until 5 today and 9 until 4 tomorrow. You can find more information online at BirminghamFelineFanciers.com. If you're in the Birmingham area this weekend, stop by the Zamora Temple in Irondale for the Birmingham Feline Fanciers Cat Show. For people who like cats, it's the place to be when you're speaking of pets.